Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, April 2nd, brought to you by the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org. All right, your weather today. Cloudy sky is going to be a windy one out there, but starting to warm up. We're pushing probably 60 by the end of the week. Today, hopefully, we'll have a high right around 46 degrees. Well, formal charges have been filed against Troy Randall Larson after a murder in Larimore. Now, Larson's initial appearance in court is scheduled for this morning. He's charged with murder, intentional, knowing, or with the extreme indifference adult victim, attempted murder, intentional, or knowing, adult victim, dangerous weapon, firearm, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment. Now, on Saturday, March 23rd, deputies called to Larimore for a report of a shooting. Deputies say they quickly learned that the suspect, later identified as 43-year-old Troy Larson, had shot at a man and woman inside the home, striking the man. Deputies say the woman ran from the home, was able to call 911. 64-year-old Jamie Holweger was pronounced dead on scene. Grand Forks woman charged with attempted murder after she allegedly choked her mother. According to court records, Brianna Thomas threw a drink at her mother, then climbed into the back seat of a vehicle to look for a change of clothes. The victim says that's when Brianna Thomas put something around her neck and strangled her. Victim told officers it felt like a phone charging cord around her neck. She tried to get the cord off her neck but was unable to. Police report says the victim could not breathe and her body began twitching before the cord broke. Police say there was a red mark across the victim's neck that was consistent with being strangled. Now, police found a purse with a broken shoulder strap and believe that's what Thomas used to strangle her mother. Thomas was arrested, is charged in Grand Forks County with 1 count of attempted murder and 1 count of domestic assault, serious bodily injury. 51-year-old Crookston man suffered severe injuries in a single vehicle crash in I-29 yesterday. Crash happened around 5 p.m. at the Reynolds exit, about 15 miles south of Grand Forks. Highway Patrol says the man was driving an SUV southbound when the vehicle left the road and crashed head-on into a bridge pillar. The man was not wearing a seatbelt. He was taken by ambulance to Altru in Grand Forks. We'll have more news for you right after this break. What can drones do for you or your company? iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at iSightDrones.com. What can iSight Drone Services do for you? Well, the Powerball jackpot climbed to an estimated $1.09 billion after no one matched the 6 numbers drawn last night, continuing a 3-month winless streak for the top prize. No one has won Powerball's jackpot since New Year's Day. Stretch of 39 drawings without anyone matching the game's 6 numbers. Now, if no one wins the jackpot, tomorrow night, game will match its record of 41 consecutive drawings on Saturday night. Finally, in sports, Minnesota Wild forward Ryan Hartman suspended for 3 games for throwing his stick towards a officials after Saturday's 2-1 loss in overtime to visiting Vegas Golden Knights. NHL Department of Player Safety revealed the ruling yesterday after a phone hearing with Hartman to discuss his unsportsmanlike conduct. Hartman was apparently upset that Vegas defenseman Noah Hanifin was not penalized for high-sticking him late in the third period after Golden Knights forward Jonathan Marchessault's game-emptying empty net goal in overtime. Hartman tossed his stick in the official's direction. Wild, by the way, hosts Ottawa tonight at 7. Minnesota Twins are back at it after having a day off yesterday. They're at Milwaukee for a 3 o'clock game against the Brewers. And the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four is now set. It'll be North Carolina State and South Carolina with the first game Friday at 6. UConn and Iowa will play Friday night at 8:30. There's your Final Four. And finally, the Minnesota Timberwolves on the court tonight at home against Houston. That game is at 7 o'clock. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. Well, here we go. It's Tuesday, so that means it's Hidden Agenda coming your way at 11 o'clock today. Oh, boy. Sleepy Joe. Of course, we're going to talk about him. We'll talk about his numbers. We'll talk a little bit about Easter Sunday and so much more. Make sure you tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app or on almost all of them. And we know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.